Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to praise you tonight, God. You are worthy, God, to be praised. There is none like you. There is none above you, Father God. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. New mercies we see each and every day, God. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for a new day. New night, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that we can come, oh God, at the end of our day, we can come back to tell you thanks. Lord God, at the end of our day, we can come back, oh God, to salute you, God, and to say thank you, God, for keeping us throughout our day, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are worthy, God, to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You're worthy, God. There is none like you. There is none above you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy and worthy to be praised. Mighty God, I give you glory. I give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are worthy, God, to be praised. From the rising of the sun, Lord God, your name is the same. Thank you, Jesus. You are, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the everlasting Father. You, oh God, are the Prince of Peace. Thank you, Lord God. You are worthy, God, to be praised in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah. God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Hallelujah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you glory. I give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Thank you, Father God. You're worthy, God, to be praised in the name of Jesus that is above every name. Hallelujah. Tonight, I just want to greet everyone tonight again. And tonight, I'm just going to be praying through Romans chapter 8 so that the word can take on flesh. Last night, I talk about Romans chapter 8 and how we're supposed to become one with the Spirit. So tonight I'm going to be praying Romans chapter 8 and also reading Psalms 23. So I'm going to go ahead and read Psalms 23 first. And then begin to pray through Romans chapter 8. So it says in Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, Lord, for for the protective scripture that we can come and dwell in your secret place, that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. I thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, refreshes our soul. So tonight, oh God, as I continue with Romans chapter 8, Father God, Romans chapter 8, it says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Father God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you help us, oh God, to keep our minds, stay focused on you, oh God, and not to walk after the flesh, Lord God, but to walk after the Spirit, God. Father God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you will endue us with power from on high, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. Father, oh God, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for sending your only son, oh God, in the form of flesh, oh God, that we may live, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you send your only begotten son, that if we believe in you, we shall not perish, but, oh God, that we shall have eternal life, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Father God, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep us, oh God. Lord God, draw us close to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, oh God, we do not walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we do not war according to the flesh, oh God, but we war according to the Spirit, mighty God. Father God, help our minds to stay focused on you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and not things of the flesh, not the carnal things, oh God, not the things of this world, mighty God, but to stay focused, Lord God, focus driven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to come into one alignment with your Spirit, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we may continue, Lord God, to think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things, oh God, that are pure. Those things, oh God, that are of good report, in the name of Jesus Christ. You said, oh God, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, tonight, oh God, as I pray through Romans 8, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help give us the gift of discernment, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we can discern, Lord God, when we are not going in the right direction, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and draw us back to you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that, oh God, your word says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. To you, O God, who is the author and finisher of our faith, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I thank you, O God, that the Spirit of God dwells in us richly. Lord God, that the Spirit of God is guiding us, that the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk with us. Because, O God, your word says, where you lead, Father God, we will follow, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Father, oh God, I pray, oh God, for the Spirit of life in the name of Jesus Christ because of righteousness. I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you said in your word, if the lamp of the body is dark, Lord God, then the whole body is dark. But if the lamp of the body is light, then the whole body is full of light. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you fill us up with your light, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Father God, that our spirit man, Father God, will always be alive, oh God. Our spirit man, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will always be alert, oh God, and aware. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, oh God. Father, your word says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit and dwelleth in you. So I thank you, oh God, for the indwelling of the spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that our spirit man is being quickened, even in this season, God, even in this time, even tonight, oh God, you're quickening us, oh God, in the spirit man, Father God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not be like doubting Thomas, God, but we will, oh God, Father God, believe in your word. We'll believe, oh God, what your word says, God, in the name of Jesus, and come in alignment with your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, oh God, in verse 13, for if we live after the flesh, he shall die, but if he through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, he shall live. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we shall live, Lord God, because, oh God, we will do the deeds, Lord God, through the spirit, mighty God. Father God, we shall live and we shall not die in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, because Father, we go your way, Lord. We'll follow your precepts, God. We'll follow, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your way, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll give us the spirit and the gift and the anointing, Lord God, to follow your way, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, draw back, oh God, your sons and daughters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those, oh God, who have lost their way for some odd reason, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, send out your rhema word, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that they, Father God, will, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, be led by the Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to come back to your throne of grace, to come back, oh God, to your throne of mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they can, oh God, take on their, oh God, rightful identity, oh God, of sons and daughters of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, and I give you glory, I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, for he have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but he have received the spirit of adoption. Father God, help us to adopt your agape love. Help us, oh God, to adopt your spirit, mighty God. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we will not walk around in fear, be timid, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but we know who we are, that we, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are children of the Most High God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, that we can cry out unto you, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you and I give you glory in Jesus' name. The Spirit itself breathes witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that he may be also glorified together. Father, I thank you. I give you glory, oh God, that we will be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, glorifying your name together, Lord God. For you, your word says, for I reckon that the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I thank you, Father God, for this scripture, oh God, this lifeline, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you are a glorious God, you are a mighty God, you are, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, how majestic is your name in all the earth, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, that there is none like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the earnest expectation of the creature with for the manifestation of the Son of God, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but that by reason of him who has subject the same in hope, because of the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Thank you, Father God, for delivering. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we burden down, Lord God, because your word say, come, those who are burdened and ever laden, oh God, to come, and that you will give us rest in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that, oh God, your deliverance is the children's bread. So I thank you, Father God, for your blessings. I thank you, oh God, that we can hope in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you, oh God, are a marvelous God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he not hope for? I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your word that says we walk by faith and not by sight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so we can have, oh God, this inner peace, knowing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, what we see with our physical eyes. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, Father God, that we can have that hope, Lord God, to speak. You said, oh God, if we have faith as strong as a mustard seed, that we can speak, oh God, to any situation, we can speak to that mountain and it shall be removed, God. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can hope thou in thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Father, oh God, thank you, oh God, for the spirit of patience, Lord, that we can wait, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we can wait, oh God, because we know, oh God, that whenever we wait for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, oh God, our answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, comes with might. Our answer comes with power. Our answer comes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the real deal. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Likewise, the Spirit also help us our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make it intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I thank you, Father God, for the Spirit that makes intercession for us, God, in the name of Jesus, that even our very tears, Lord God, is a language, and you understand that language, God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. How precious is your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God, to be praised. And he that searches the heart, know it that it is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And he know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I'm just going to stop praying right here tonight, and I'll pick up tomorrow from verse 29. So I just want to thank you, God, for this time of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to Romans 8, Father God. And I pray, oh God, just that, Lord, that we will be blessed, oh God, that you will pour out your blessing, God. You pour out your anointing, God, that you'll fill us up once again, God. In the name of Jesus, let our cups run over. Lord God, fill us up, oh God, with your living running water, Father God. Father God, I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that, oh God, help us, oh God, in our walk with you to desire more and more and more of you, mighty God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that, oh God, as you said in your word, where that we shall come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, I come boldly to your throne tonight, oh God, that, Father God, that you will anoint us afresh, touch us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, mighty God. Father God, I thank you, oh God, that we will lack nothing, oh God. There will be no good thing that you will withhold from us, mighty God. And I give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I worship your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy, God, to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for, oh God, hallelujah. I thank you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, for Psalms 100. Lord God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God, to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, oh God, for Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all his lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know he that the Lord, it is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastors. Enter into his court, his gates with thanksgiving and into its courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. The Lord is good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generation. Psalms 149. Hallelujah, you're worthy, God, to be praised. I thank you, oh God, for Psalms 149. Praise he the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor of all the saints. Praise he the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy, God, to be praised. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I feel a refreshing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God, to be praised, mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, God, to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You're worthy, God, to be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, I give you glory. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You separate until you are wet, until you are soaked. It's a lot of rain. Hallelujah. You separate until you are wet, until you are soaking a lot of rain. Until you are wet, until you are soaking a lot of rain.
Worthy God, to be praised in the name of Jesus that is above every name. Hallelujah. Tonight, I just want to greet everyone tonight again. And tonight I'm just gonna be praying through Romans chapter 8 so that the word can take on flesh. Last night I talked about Romans chapter 8 and how we're supposed to become one with the Spirit. So tonight I'm going to be praying Romans chapter 8 and also reading Psalms 23rd. So I'm going to go ahead and read Psalms 23 first and then begin to pray through Romans chapter 8. So it says in Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Thank you, Lord, for the protective scripture. That we can come and dwell in your secret place, that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. I thank you, Lord God, that you, O God, refreshes our soul. So tonight, O God,
you're
as
sleeping.
I continue with Romans chapter 8, Father God, Romans chapter 8 says, There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Father God, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah, it's only like a couple minutes.
Us, oh God,
I just want to try to
stay focused on you,
get
Lord
myself
God,
back
and not to walk after the flesh, Lord God. But to
so the only way to like
Spirit,
really
God,
record it and
Father
keep
God,
it
I pray, oh God, in the name of
probably
Jesus
do a live
Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you will endue us with power from on high,
trying
Lord
to get
God,
my...
in the name of Jesus. For the law of the Spirit,
I guess I need to figure out how to look at that.
In Christ Jesus have made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak,
I'm using my computer.
Flesh, God sent him his own son
so
in the likeness of sinful flesh.
I guess I could look at it on my phone.
And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Father, oh God, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for sending your only son, oh God, in the form of flesh, oh God, that we may live, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus
Christ.
I want
to do a night visual on the weekend. You want to do it with me?
That you send your only begotten son, that if we believe in you, we shall not
stay up all night and pray.
But, oh God, that we shall have eternal life, that the righteous righteousness of the Lord might be fulfilled.
Huh?
Father God, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep us, oh God. Lord God,
Friday night,
draw us close to you,
because I'm
God,
off on Saturday.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, oh God, we do not walk after the flesh, mm-hmm. but we walk after the Spirit, Lord God.
Oh.
In the name of Jesus, oh God. That, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we do not war according to the flesh,
okay.
oh God, but we war according to the Spirit, mighty God. Father God, help our minds to stay focused on you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and not things of the flesh, not the carnal things, oh God, not the things of this world, mighty God, but to stay focused, Lord God, focus driven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ,
it's hard
to come into one alignment with the Spirit. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we may continue, Lord God, to think on those things that are lovely. Think on those things, oh God, that are pure. Those things, oh God, that are glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, you said, oh God, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, tonight, oh God, as I pray through Romans 8, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help give us the gift of discernment, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we can discern, Lord God, when we are not going in the right direction, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and draw us back to you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that, oh God, your word says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Father, help us, oh God, to always walk in the
Spirit. All right, go ahead,
Spirit.
Go to sleep. I'll talk
mighty
to you, okay?
God, in the name of Jesus, that we can please God.
The 300.
We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right. That, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we, oh God, look unto you, oh God, who is the author and finisher of our faith, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I thank you, oh God, that the Spirit of God dwells in us richly. Lord God, that the Spirit of God is guiding us. That's the Spirit of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk with us. Because, oh God, your word says, where you lead, Father God, we will follow, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Father, oh God, I pray, oh God, for the Spirit of life in the name of Jesus Christ because of righteousness. I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you said in your word that if the lamp of the body is dark, Lord God, then the whole body is dark. But if the lamp of the body is light, then the whole body is full of light. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, that you fill us up with your light, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Father God, that our spirit man, Father God, will always be alive, oh God. Our spirit man, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, will always be alert, oh God, and aware. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, oh God. Father, your word says, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit and dwelleth in you. So I thank you, oh God, for the indwelling of the Spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that our spirit man is being quickened, even in this season, God, even in this time, even tonight, oh God, you're quickening us, oh God, in the spirit man, Father God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not be like doubting Thomas, God, but we will, oh God, Father God, believe in your word. We'll believe, oh God, what your word says, God, in the name of Jesus, and come in alignment with your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, oh God, in verse 13, for if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if he through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, he shall live. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we shall live, Lord God, because, oh God, we will do the deeds, Lord God, through the Spirit. Mighty God, Father God, we shall live and we shall not die. in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, because Father, we go your way, Lord. We'll follow your precepts, God. We'll follow, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your way, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll give us the spirit and the gift and the anointing, Lord God, to follow your way, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, draw back, oh God, your sons and daughters, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those, oh God, who have lost their way for some other reason, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, send out your rhema word, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that they, Father God, will, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, be led by the Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to come back to your throne of grace, to come back, oh God, to your throne of mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they can, oh God, take on their, oh God, rightful identity, oh God, of sons and daughters of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, and I give you glory, I give you praise. In the name of Jesus, for he have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but he have received the spirit of adoption. Father God, help us to adopt your agape love. Help us, oh God, to adopt your spirit, mighty God. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we will not walk around in fear, be timid, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but we know who we are, that we, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are children of the Most High God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, that we can cry out unto you, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you and I give you glory. In Jesus' name, the Spirit itself breatheth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that he may be also glorified together. Father, I thank you. I give you glory, oh God, that we will be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, glorify your name together, Lord God. For you, your word says, for I reckon that the suffering of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I thank you, Father God, for this scripture, oh God, this lifeline, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you are a glorious God. You are mighty God. You are, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. How majestic is your name in all the earth, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, that there is none like you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the Son of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but that by reason of him who has subject the same in hope, because of the creature itself also shall be delivered from bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Thank you, Father God, for delivering us from bondage, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can shake, oh God, the yoke off of our backs, God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, God, in the name of Jesus, that we don't have to walk in bondage again. We don't have to walk, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, with burden down, Lord God, because your words say, come, those who are burdened and ever laden, oh God, to come, and that you will give us rest in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and that, oh God, your deliverance is the children's bread. So I thank you, Father God, for your blessings. I thank you, oh God, that we can hope in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you, oh God, are a marvelous God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to with the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he not hope for? I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for your word that said we walk by faith and not by sight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so we can have, oh God, this inner peace, knowing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, what we see with our physical eyes. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, Father God, that we can have that hope, Lord God, to speak. You said, oh God, if we have faith as strong as a mustard seed, that we can speak, oh God, to any situation, we can speak to that mountain and it shall be removed, God. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can hope thou in thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Father, oh God, thank you, oh God, for the spirit of patience, Lord, that we can wait, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we can wait, oh God, because we know, oh God, that whenever we wait for you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, oh God, our answer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, comes with might. Our answer comes with power. Our answer comes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the real deal. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Likewise, the Spirit also help us our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. I thank you, Father God, for the Spirit that makes intercession for us, God, in the name of Jesus, that even our very tears, Lord God, is a language, and you understand that language, God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. How precious is your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God, to be praised. And he that searches the heart, know it, that if is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And he know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I'm just going to stop praying right here tonight, and I'll pick up tomorrow from verse 29. So I just want to thank you, God, for this time of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, through Romans 8, Father God, and I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, that we will be blessed, oh God, that you'll pour out your blessing, God, you'll pour out your anointing, God, that you'll fill us up once again, God, in the name of Jesus, let our cups run over. Lord God, fill us up, oh God, with your living running water, Father God. Father God, I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that, oh God, help us, oh God, in our walk with you to desire more and more and more of you, mighty God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that, oh God, as you said in your word, that we shall come boldly to the throne of grace, Lord. I come boldly to your throne tonight, oh God, that, Father God, that you will anoint us afresh, touch us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, mighty God. Father God, I thank you, oh God, that we will lack nothing, oh God. There will be no good thing that you will withhold from us, mighty God. And I give you praise, oh God. Hallelujah. I give you praise. I worship your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord.
We want to get ready for you to receive, hallelujah, from this powerful and from this mighty and anointed woman of God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, take your seat as you give, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, the praise team is going to get ready and they're going to sing, hallelujah, lead us in the worship, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then we're going to get ready to receive from the woman of God on the night. Hallelujah. What it is done, nobody knows. Come on, take that seat. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Mama, I've got my mind made up. We ain't turning back, right? We're not turning back. We're not turning back. Y'all ready for this today? Hallelujah, I got my mind made up. Hallelujah. We're going to do this one. Hallelujah. Come on, as you give, we're going to encourage you tonight. We got a made up mind. After 300 days and nights, our mind is made up. Come on, come on. Come on, as you give it tonight. Come on, get a seat. Everybody should have a seat. YouTube, Facebook, Zoom, Periscope, wherever you're watching us on tonight, get a seat. Get a seat in your heart. Show it. Whatever you can give God tonight, get a seat. Everyone should be getting a seat. Hey, hey, hey. Come on. Hey. Woo. Come on. Come on.
My mind, and I want to Somebody